From the land to Grand University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the closing market report for the 19th day of October 2017. I'm Todd Gleason. Dan Zwicker is out of the office on short notice today, and I've been looking, frankly, for a place to put an interview I did with Emerson Nafziger about a week and a half ago on anhydrous ammonia application, and I think this is the perfect spot, so we're going to listen to that this afternoon. We'll also talk about, of course, the commodity markets. That'll be at the end of the program, as Mike Tenor is out of the office today too, so no weather forecast, but we will get an update of what happened in Chicago and how things are going down on the farm with Matt Bennett at Bennett Consulting Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois, as we wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Dan Zwicker's out of the office today. We'll talk about anhydrous ammonia application in just a moment with Emerson Nafziger. In the mean space, do take some time to purchase your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. That's coming up the 21st day of November. It's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. In Normal, Illinois, should be a really good day. If you've not been before, this is our fourth annual event, and it really is the event of the season to come to as it relates to agriculture, and I say that with some humbleness, but I do believe it. So be sure to pick up your tickets right now at farmassetsconference.com or willag.org. The cost is just $35 each. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Emerson Nafziger, agronomist here on campus, to talk about the MRTN. This is the in-rate calculator that seven states across the Midwest have cooperated on, I think, Emerson, for about a decade now.
Yes, it's been in place for a little more than a decade, actually, and has been something a little bit slow to come into consciousness, I think, of a lot of producers. In part because what it replaced, which was in most states the yield goal-based system. So back in the early 2000s, you know, it seemed like a pretty simple procedure set, or, you know, use your yield records and say, what yield do I expect in this field? And then apply 1.2 pounds of nitrogen per bushel. If it's corn following corn, and if it's corn following soybeans, subtract 40 pounds off of that total. What we noticed back in the 90s and into the 2000s was that as yields were going, corn yields were going up, the amount of nitrogen fertilizer it was taking, and we only know this through N-rate trials, was not keeping up. In other words, as a farmer's yields went from 150 to 200, or 220, the amount of nitrogen was not going up at the same rate. And we think that's in large part because corn plants are getting a little more efficient in using nitrogen. And more importantly, their roots are getting better at extracting the nitrogen that's in the soil. Nitrogen comes into the plants with the water that the plants bring in from the soil. And so it's this ability to withstand dry conditions, general stress tolerance that's been bred into corn, is having an effect on their ability to take up nitrogen. So the combination meant that of efficiency and better uptake meant that you didn't need 1.2 pounds of nitrogen fertilizer to maximize yield in a lot of fields. And as some people started to harvest, you know, really high yields of 240 and 250 and up, then some of them said, well, we have to make sure we're putting enough fertilizer on so we can get these yields. And that's where things really get problematic, because suddenly you're putting on maybe 100 more pounds than our trials would say is usually needed to produce the highest yields. And some people have had a lot of difficulty giving up that mentality. The idea that nitrogen is just a major limitation in most of our cornfields, and if we don't put on plenty, our crop is going to fall way short in the yield. The reality is that in our soils in Illinois, particularly the prairie soils that are deep and have good organic matter, the supply of nitrogen coming from that organic matter on an annual basis can be in excess of 100 pounds under good conditions. The crop is good at taking that nitrogen up as well. The plant really isn't able to distinguish between nitrogen coming from fertilizer and nitrogen coming from soil organic matter. And so the amount of fertilizer we use becomes kind of the extra that we need for the crop in addition to what the soil is already going to provide. How do we know that the soil provides nitrogen? Very simply, we've done a lot of trials, and we get good yields a lot of times with corn without any nitrogen fertilizer. And of course, in that case, almost all of it came from the soil. Some people think that that's because there's some left from the previous year, and then the crop takes it up the next year. That's not really the case. Most of our measurements, particularly if soybean is in the field the previous year, soybean takes up nitrogen from the soil if it can. It will fix what it can't take up, but it really takes up quite a bit from the soil, and it's typical at the end of the soybean season, growing season, to have pretty low levels of nitrogen in the soil. This probably is going to have an effect going forward in terms of trying to retrieve it with cover crops and doing things to keep it out of tile lines. And we would like to keep it out of tile lines. We had a large amount left after the corn crop in, say, 2012, when the crop was so short and it was so dry and it didn't take it up. And we will very likely have some left this year as well, because it's been quite dry and that supply from the soil was not all taken up by the crop this year. And so we expect there to be some, but there's not going to be a huge amount. Our crop did take up quite a bit. It's not usually coming from the previous crop. And if we get wet weather in the spring, a lot of what's in the soil right now is going to go to the tile lines anyway. If it rains a lot in, say, March and April, there really isn't much to stop it from going down. The roots aren't going to be there to take it up. So one thing is certainly true, and that is that high yields do take up more nitrogen. So a corn yield of 220 bushels per acre probably takes up 200 to maybe 220 pounds, up to about a pound per bushel at its maximum during the growing season. So that's one thing that keeps our imagination going and saying, well, boy, we'd better put that 200 pounds on because it's never going to get there, or 220 pounds, or 280 if we want yields that high. Most of the time in our fields, nitrogen is not the limiting factor. And the problem with our idea is that the crop takes up the amount from the soil in addition to the amount of fertilizer we put on. And in our better seasons, like 2016, where we never had really lost conditions in the soil, we know that our crop often had 100 pounds of nitrogen at least coming from the soil in 2016. And I'm not sure 2017 will be much different than that.
So the MRTN, which is the in-rate calculator, and folks can just search for in-rate calculator online, they'll find it. It's hosted by Iowa State, so that's where the website will come from. And it covers seven states, starting in the east with Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. Folks can go in. It's pretty simple.
It is. And the idea for this sort of came up in a number of us from these states working together. Some states only joined after a few years. One of the differences, actually, was that some states had a lot of nitrogen rate trials to put into this calculator, and some states didn't. Illinois happened to have quite a few from on-farm work and nitrogen work we were doing, and that's really what it takes to make this work. MRTN stands for maximum return to nitrogen, and that's a nitrogen rate, actually. The calculator is what brings us that rate. So it will say, when you run the calculator, you have to put in what part of Illinois you're in, northern, central, and southern. And we actually have a special little sub-district now of Lake Springfield area. They had a special project to develop, and we developed the calculator to run from data from that general vicinity. You have to put in what the previous crop is. So we only have corn following corn and corn following soybean. We don't have corn following alfalfa or anything other than that at this point. And once you do that, it will ask for the price of nitrogen and the price of corn. And that's important because when we look at maximum return, we're talking about dollar return to nitrogen. Now, dollar return and yield return are pretty close, but with dollar return, that means you're at the point where you get the most for your nitrogen dollar. And if you go beyond that, you're spending money on nitrogen without getting a return from it. We all understand that concept. In most of our nitrogen rate trials, yields tend to level off somewhere in the 150 to 200 pound range of nitrogen rate. And then they don't drop off after that. Our hybrids today don't tend to lose yield at high nitrogen, but they also don't increase. So we accumulate nitrogen response curves and we set those to tell us what the return is at different rates, and then we just average those curves together. In central Illinois right now, corn following soybean, the calculator will show that there are 245 nitrogen rate response trials that go in to generating that one number that's called the maximum return to nitrogen rate. Actually, for corn and nitrogen prices, they tend to be in the vicinity where a bushel of corn buys about 10 pounds of nitrogen. It actually kind of stays in that general vicinity. So today, you know, corn at $3.50 and nitrogen maybe at 35 cents as anhydrous ammonia. Different forms can be put in there and they'll have different prices. So it will suggest slightly different rates because, you know, what we're looking at is that rate that will give the best return. So more expensive nitrogen with corn price staying the same will actually lower the suggested rate a little bit. People are kind of uncomfortable with that, thinking, well, you know, I need the maximum yields out there in my field. The yields that the sort of what we call an optimum yield, or that just pays for that last bit of nitrogen put in, you know, those yields are often within a bushel or two of the maximum. It's a very gradual curve, in other words, and so you can put in 20 more pounds or 40 more pounds of nitrogen and maybe get another bushel in the trials that as we run them. And so one of the things that people should be trying to understand a little bit better in some cases is this gradual response up in the working range, you know, where we want to be with nitrogen. Today, if you ran the calculator for corn following soybean for fall anhydrous application in central Illinois for corn following soybean, we'd be in about 175 pound range, somewhere in there. We actually put a range in there as well, and people should pay attention to that because it might say 175, but the most profitable range is going to be given right below that number. And it might say 160 to 190. And you'd say, well, you mean we can choose? Well, let's just choose the high one. We can choose. And the reason we put it that way is because these curves average together. The top part of that curve that's giving our return to nitrogen is fairly flat. And so actually that range that we give, the default number there is within $1 per acre of return to nitrogen of the maximum. So that's about 15 pounds or so on each side of that maximum rate. And we say that gives you some room to adjust sort of based on your experience. People that are minded to try not to put more nitrogen on than they think they really need, I think are well served to be at that maximum return rate, or maybe a little bit less than that. If you had a lower organic matter soil, for example, because the amount of nitrogen coming from organic matter is critical and to the trials that go into making this. Last year, for example, we had quite a few fields where we 140 or 150 pounds of nitrogen produced 240 bushel yields. And people look at that and they just think that's not even possible. Well, believe me, it is possible, because we saw it a lot. In 2015, in contrast, when it was so wet in June and we damaged roots and probably lost some nitrogen, you know, it might have taken 200 pounds to get to 200 bushel yield in some of the wettest areas. This year, I think we'll probably be somewhere in between. The beauty of the calculator is that it just takes data from lots of trials over lots of years. And so we're trying to get that year effect and the weather effect and these kinds of things all put in there. And it's important to have enough data so that this thing runs with confidence. You can see if you tried three or four trials and they varied all over the place because of conditions, you know, that means that rate wouldn't be very reliable. Having said that, though, the single number, that MRTN value, is a number, and even though we talk about the range, people say, well, how can one number work for, you know, every corn-following soybean field in central Illinois? It's just our best guess, based on previous work, and we try to update that. The calculator right now is running with data through 2016. We will update it this winter with data from 2017. And so we try to keep it current, and we drop some old data out as we go along. But we try to keep it current so that it remains that best guess. Clearly, at the size the database is, it's not going to jump around by 20 pounds from one year to the next as we update it. But people can have good confidence that, you know, that it is a best guess. If they're inclined to be towards the higher end of the range, that's fine. As long as we don't do it from the standpoint of, well, we know that, you know, you need to use lots of nitrogen to get good yields. Because people use a lot of nitrogen and they get good yields. That doesn't mean that the high nitrogen rate was always necessary. And our big concern, honestly, at this point is people that, you know, are still looking at very high yields that they've gotten in recent years, and some are getting this year from some of the reports we've had, and saying, you know, no, 275 or 300 pounds of nitrogen really is too much. And that's the kind of rate that's going to send a fair amount of nitrogen down to the tile lines and out to the river at some point.
Emerson, thank you so much.
Sure.
Emerson Nafziger is an agronomist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. If you live and farm or own a farm in one of seven states across the Midwest in the Corn Belt from Ohio to Minnesota, you can check out the MRTN, or the in-rate calculator. Just search Google for in-rate calculator. It'll pop up. It is an Iowa State website. Let's check now what happened in Chicago with Matt Bennett. He's at Bennett Consulting Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois. Hey, Matt, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First, on the farm there, are you close to wrapping up or done?
Yeah, so basically we've finished up beans today. We finished corn there earlier in the week, and so, you know, just trying to do a little bit of groundwork before the next rain system comes through. Hopefully we don't get a lot, because I know a lot of folks are still trying to get their way through harvest. But yeah, as far as we're concerned, We're pretty blessed to be able to be done at this point.
And I suspect you are pretty happy with your yields?
Yes, we're happy with our yields. As I've told you a couple times this fall, you know, especially early on, boy, things were just way better than what we thought they were going to be. Overall, on average, better than what we thought they were going to be. So definitely feel pretty good about both corn and soybean yields this year. Obviously, the prices aren't the best, but we feel pretty good about where our production was.
Let's take up pricing some of this crop. Let's start with soybeans. I'm not so certain that there wasn't a missed spot last week on Friday to market soybeans. You think we'll get back up to a higher cash price?
Yeah, that's the big question. A lot of this is going to depend upon, obviously, weather out of South America. You know, it appears that moisture is going to be a little better than we thought maybe a week ago. The situation down there, but overall, you know, if you can get a weather story out of South America in the next 6 months here and there, there's no question that the bean market should be able to hold itself together. Corn market is kind of dependent upon the bean market, in my opinion. I don't think that you can hold this corn market up and prop it up a whole lot, get too much in the way of rallies going in the absence of strength from the soybean market. And so I think if soybean market stays status quo to higher, I think the corn market will be able to hold itself together fairly well. Without that support, though, it could be kind of rough.
What are farmers mostly asking you if they call?
Yeah, well, should I store my grain at the elevator or go ahead and sell and re-own it? We're getting that question a lot. Obviously, storage rates at lower prices are tough to stomach. You know, it's a little bit different whenever your prices are $7, but you know, obviously, a $3 corn, it's tough to spend 21 cents to get out the first of the year. And so a lot of folks are asking that question, what do I do with all this overrun? Overrun's a great thing, but obviously we need to do a good job marketing as well.
And I know it's fairly individual, but are you generally of a mind they should or should not use the commercial storage?
You know, I think that we should spread our options out quite a bit. I think a little bit of commercial storage is fine. If we end up being wrong with commercial storage and the price goes down, obviously you still have to pay for the storage. It's going to be dependent upon whether basis rallied or not. But the flip side to that is I think it's a really good idea to, to re-own at least a fair chunk of this corn and beans. I think that there could be some opportunities later on, and you can do it so much cheaper than storage. I don't think it's a bad idea whatsoever.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, and good luck getting your field work done.
Thanks, Don.
That's Matt Bennett of Bennett Consulting Channel Seeds from Windsor, Illinois, and he will be with us at the Farm Assets Conference the 21st day of November in Normal, Illinois. The cost of that conference, just $35. You can find all the details online at willag.org or at farmassetsconference.com. You can buy your tickets right now. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.